When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Mitchell Levy Presents Aha Moments. Mitchell is a thought leader, entrepreneur, and TEDx speaker who helps you think big and lead an authentic life. Each week, Mitchell gives leaders the inspiration they need to make a greater impact and share their genius with the world. Now, here's Mitchell Levy.
Hi, this is Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert. And I spent 12 months interviewing 500 thought leaders to really get at the core of what is credibility. There's a book now called Credibility Nation that you could pick up. And more importantly, is you could listen to the interviews on this podcast. I've taken three particular interviews, which are anywhere between 4 to 8 minutes long, combine them together, and you can listen to how the thought leader presents themselves, the types of questions being asked, and do they show up as credible or not credible? There's a lot to learn, a lot to grow, a lot to actually experience. So take a listen. If you like what you hear, spread some cred dust and click on the like button and share with your friends. And enjoy. Bye now.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert. Welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Tim Gaynor, who is a certified John Maxwell coach, trainer, and speaker. He is passionate about partnering with individuals, teams, business owners, and executives who are looking to invest and find traction in their personal and or professional lives. Tim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy and honored to be here, Mitchell. Thank you.
I was most honored by our green room conversation, which was way too much fun, and I didn't want to stop it. And but I would love the audience to hear a little more about you from your CPOP. What is that customer point of pain?
Yeah, it's really individuals that are looking to live their dream.
You know, I hear those words, and I've been in Silicon Valley for 35 years, and I do know many people who have found, executed on, some hit, some didn't hit their dreams. And I'd say the majority of people who I've run across, they actually never even found that dream, and they've always been looking for that. And I think that's a byproduct of living in an industrial age society.
Yeah.
And so, Tim, tell me more.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Mitchell. And, you know, really, there's two types of people that I work with. There are people that they're here in life and they know where they want to go. They just need help getting there. And then there's other people, as you just pointed out, that are here and they don't quite know where they want to go, but they sure as hell know that it's not here. This is not what I'm meant to do. This is not the direction. This is what I'm not made for this. It's something else. And I need help finding some clarity around what that looks like. And I'm able to do that through, you know, one-on-one coaching, team coaching, business coaching, or a lot of the, I do some business training, leadership, communication with large, small, medium-sized businesses.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Nice answer to that question. And how do you have credibility to do what you do?
Yeah. You know, I've heard you talk a little bit about, you know, you got your degrees and everything, and then you have the life of hard knocks. And that's really where I fall in. I fall into the life of hard knocks. I've been fortunate and blessed to have some experiences in life that has truly helped me appreciate just being alive every day. And that credibility helps me help you help others enjoy, find their meaning in life. So one day, 20, 30 years down the road, they're not waking up and going, what have I been doing? And so they can wake up down their life and say, I'm excited about what I've been able to achieve in my life, in my business, and I've made a difference over my time throughout my life.
And then tell me just a little bit more about those hard knocks. What gives you that credibility?
Yeah, I've had, I was born with a congenital heart condition, and it's afforded me the, I guess, the opportunity to have a couple open heart surgeries. The second one really was, didn't go very well. And there were a couple days in the hospital where doctors advised me to call in my family and Tim, you may not be around. We're not sure what's going on. We have no answers. And so really, helped me appreciate being alive every day. And also, on top of that, God has blessed me with having cancer. I had cancer too, and it was a short-lived thing. But, open heart surgery and having cancer really, truly appreciates every morning that I wake up. I'm very thankful for the day that I have in front of me. And when the day ends, I'm thankful for the day that I've had. And having that ability to share that with other people so they too can feel appreciative of being alive and being able to have an opportunity to make a difference in their world.
And how many people have you been able to make a difference with?
Over the years of being a tight end of corporate world and leadership for 20, 25 years and doing my business now for a little over 4 years, it's definitely thousands of people that I've been able to work with, touch, and hopefully inspire to live, to be better them, be better individuals.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you for that. Thanks. I appreciate the additional share. And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Yeah, just from the technical business side, I go to a lot of networking chamber meetings. I'm on social media, LinkedIn. But I think the biggest part of it is just sharing my story out there with individuals that I meet, whether it's one-on-one or I do some videos that share what I do and get that out there. And just being able to, like on LinkedIn, making comments on other people's posts and then sharing posts and content about who I am as an individual and what I do and what I'm all about in my business that could relate or grab someone's attention on the other end.
I appreciate that. I really love this interview. If you're listening or watching and you want to be able to live your life story, either you know what it is and you're stuck or you haven't quite figured out what that is yet, mm-hmm. I believe it makes a whole lot of sense to reach out to Tim Gaynor. Tim, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to my website, coachdevelopinspire.com. On there, there's a way to get a hold of me, contact email, link to all my social media, and then also there's a page of testimonials of people that I've been fortunate to and honored to work with in the past.
Beautiful. Well, Tim, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Now, it's my pleasure, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and the folks that are listening. Thank you.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. And if you're still here, that means that Tim's message resonated. You need to click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now. Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Frida Drake, who is the VP of Member Development at News and Experts. She is also a public relations expert, author, key opinion leader, and public speaker. Frida, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mitchell. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. It is so cool to be able to interact with you. Tell me a little bit more about you. What is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
We're looking for any clients, whether it's an individual or a corporation, that want public acknowledgement of their credibility.
Yeah. So as a global credibility expert, I'm thinking to myself, oh, how cool is that? People do amazing things. And so that's a pillar. You need to have a pillar of credibility, but then you need another pillar of awareness. You need to somehow be able to let people know that you are that credible expert of what you do. And so tell me a little bit more about you guys, your organization. What do you do?
Well, we are a national publicity agency. We've been in business 30 years. We were acquired 2 years ago by Advantage Forbes Business Journal Books. And we were started by Marcia Friedman. She's still at the helm. I report directly to her. It's our object to give people an unusual customer service experience. And part of that is guaranteeing what we produce. And we know of no other national agency that does that.
And I've known Marcia for a long time, and I only hear good things about the firm. How do you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, we have developed excellent relationships over the years with all the top tier media. So we're very well known out there. And we ourselves, we understand what it's like to be the person that is at a loss, especially when it comes to a service that seems somewhat nebulous. I go on LinkedIn. I interact with people. I don't publicize myself nearly as well as I should. I write articles. I try to get out there as much as possible, but that's really falls short. And for somebody who needs a very wide platform, or as Marcia says, a resume enhancer, publicity is the way to go. And we can do it, I think, better than anybody else. I'm willing to bet on my team.
And I like the guarantees. That's important. How many clients have you serviced in the number of years you've been doing work?
Thousands, really thousands. And we're also blessed that a lot of them are repeat clients. And I think that lets you know how good we are. We're not just chewing them up and spitting them out. We actually work with them. We give them such great customer service that they really do want to come back to us again and again. And I think that's pretty exceptional in the field.
Well, it says something that I'm a big fan, and this is part of credibility. You say what you're going to do, and guess what? You do what you say. Not only do you do what you say, but you guarantee that that happens.
That's right. That's right. It really makes such a difference for us as well as our clients. And I tell you, it also keeps us being pretty selective of who we bring on board too. So if you get to come on board with us, then you know that we believe that we're going to be able to do an amazing job for you.
Oh, well said. And you answered this a little bit, but normally I like to know, how do you go about sharing your credibility? How do you do that?
Well, that goes back to being more involved online. As our company itself, we have our own accounts. We get out there. We make sure that we're doing both publicity and marketing so that we are getting our name out there on Facebook and on Twitter and on LinkedIn. Me, I'm not so great at it, and I used to do social media management. So that's why we have an actual social media manager who's brilliant at it.
But even though you're technically not great at it, there are different aspects. We can only be good. I think we can only be good at one platform at a time. That said, what do you learn? Where do you grow? How do you see people you like and share their content? What are some of the things that you do?
I do. For one thing, our company has a challenge where we need to read so many business books every year, and we keep score of that. And then personally, I also like to follow some of the people that I've brought on board that I'm very impressed with, as well as other business leaders out there that I've read or that I've met that I also am impressed with. Sometimes you can get the greatest wisdom from people that you've just met briefly.
Yeah, oh, I'm so with you. So here's the interesting part. If you've been successful and you're credible at what you do and you solve particular client needs, whether they're broad brush or very focused in such an industry, you're thinking, God, how could I possibly drive awareness to the stuff I'm doing? You're going to want to talk to Frieda Drake and learn more. And Frieda, what is the best way for people to go about doing that?
Well, they can always reach me through my LinkedIn profile, or they can go to newsandexperts.com and see our company and read more about us. We also keep a regular tab of everywhere our clients are being placed. And it lets people, I think it gives them a little comfort to know that we're placing these people in the top tier media.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Mitchell. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. And guys, remember, it's important to be credible. It's also important for people to see you. And so to that extent, please like this episode and share with your friends. And we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now. Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert. And welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet. We've got one right here. About who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Karen McGregor, who is the founder and CEO of the Speaker Success Formula. Karen helps business professionals and entrepreneurs to harmoniously merge daily action with profound inner growth to have the greatest impact and influence. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Mitchell. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I appreciate that. By the way, I loved your bio. It's like so wonderful to put all those words and syllables together. So, hey, tell me, what's your customer point of pain? What's your CPOP?
Well, I really help entrepreneurs who are on stage and wondering, what am I going to say, you know, to actually have something that works, something that gets them results. So it's important to have visibility, but it's without the results, you know, as we know, they need to go together.
I've been on probably over 3,000 stages, but a lot of what I do is the corporate side. And when you're on a stage where you're in an audience whose goal is to do something different than just communicate either a corporate message or get a bunch of employees moving in a direction, there's a different set of rules you need to play by. And Karen, I'm glad you talked about, tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Absolutely. So as far as entrepreneurs go, most of them, you know, they're not really looking at speaking as a living, but rather speaking as a form of marketing to get the results that they want in their business. And so what I always share with entrepreneurs is that you have to see speaking and talks and offers as part of a business system. And if you don't treat it as a system, when you get up and speak, you feel like you're either, you know, aiming for perfection or aiming for winging it, you know, and you feel a little bit off. And so what I do is I really support entrepreneurs to see that if they follow certain structures without sounding like everyone else, they can have a powerfully delivered talk that actually gets them new clients and more sales.
Mm. Yeah, that was so so beautiful in terms of the elements that you mentioned. And I'm going to re-listen to that one too. Yes, it's not a game to win. It's a game to continuously play and improve on. So that was just so beautiful. And I know the answer to this, so I'm just going to say, can you share with us how you have credibility to do what you do?
Absolutely. Well, I've spoke on stage to 4,000 people, 400, 100, and one person. And let me tell you, one person is a lot more difficult than 4,000.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had tens of thousands of people who've come to me for support, thousands of clients. And over the years, just really recognizing what people want in terms of a talk. They want to be heard. They want to be listened to. They want to know that their message matters. But at the same time, if they have a business, they want to be able to sell. They want to be able to have new clients. And so, you know, I'm really happy and excited to be able to help people do both, like really feel like they're on a mission, that they're fulfilling their legacy, that their message matters. But also at the same time, you know, I was a single mom for years, and it's tough when you're getting, you know, hugs but not credit cards.
Okay, that's elegantly put. Although getting the hugs is one step towards, because if you've reached somebody's heart, it's easier to then.
Yes, and I always joke that in truth, you know, we need both. We do need to have a connection with people. We do need to open their hearts, because that's where real transformation happens. But if we are only doing that and not allowing them to take the next step forward, then there's no real transformation for them, and there's no monetization of our businesses.
Yeah, I hear you. And I hear you and I agree. And I there's so many stories about when you get to speak to one, how important that actually could be to get that right. So tell me a little bit about how you go about sharing your credibility.
Well, there's many different ways, as we know, to share credibility, like speaking and writing books are two of my favorites. And I talk about them all the time. And Mitchell, I know that that's something you support people in is the messaging in books and creating books, which is so important. Beyond those two, I would have to say that really having different strategies to connect with people on a deeper level. And so one of those, you know, is around social media and how we respond to the people in our life. I know that for myself, people are surprised that I really take a very hands-on approach to my social media. And I talk to people, I engage with them. They even private message me. And, you know, if it's something that I can support them in, or perhaps they want to teach me something, I'm always open to that, because I think that we miss so much by seeing ourselves as, you know, the CEO or the founder of the business and trying to distance ourselves. But I think that our world is headed the opposite way, which is that real business is about real connection.
Wow. You're really good at this. If I'm listening to you and I'm thinking this through, I'm thinking, wow, if you're a speaker or an entrepreneur and you know you need to speak and you be honest with yourself, you're not as good as you need to be. You know, and you owe it to yourself, your family, your friends, your business to go out there and be significantly better than who and how you representing yourself today. You're going to want to reach out to Karen McGregor because she can help. Karen, what is the best way for people to do that?
So my website is speakersuccessformula.com. And that's where you'll learn all about all the systems and things that we've been talking about today. And if you're interested in my upcoming book, The Tao of Influence, specifically for leaders and entrepreneurs, you can find that on my personal website, which is karenmcgregor.com.
Beautiful. Karen, thanks for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you so much, Mitchell. Look forward to seeing everybody soon again.
All right, guys. And Karen's message needs to be shared. So click on the connect button, unsubscribe, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hi, this is Mitchell Levy, and thanks so much for listening and spreading the cred dust. You know, in doing the research, what I recognize is that we are at war. Those people who are credible versus those people who are dubious. And Dubious Nation is winning 1,000 times over. We've got to fix it. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to future generations. So come on over to Credibility Nation. Become a member. Take the pledge. Learn what you can do to help bring more credibility to the world. I look forward to seeing you over here while you're being cred-tabulous. Thanks again for listening. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.